When growing a business on a budget, Facebook and Google ads aren't always an affordable option for advertising. So this is where public relations or PR comes in. It's actually free to get, but you've got to know how to make it work for you. Everyone has a positive story, advice, and or insightful opinions inside them. It's just a matter of uncovering and reaching out to the best channels so you can share your message with thousands of people, if not more. Today, I'm chatting with Alden Otterney, who's all about raising the positive vibration of the world by getting as many good news stories out there as possible. Together, we can override all the negativity drowning us on a daily basis via the media. Alden's energy is infectious, and I know you're going to love this episode. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Marketing and Me podcast. If you're eager to grow your health and wellness business via effective marketing methods while maintaining your own health and wellness, this podcast is for you. The show features a beautiful blend of guest and solo episodes covering marketing and business growth topics, as well as ways to improve your physical, mental, and emotional self. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, and I run a health and wellness copywriting agency while also offering content marketing training. So whether you're keen to outsource or DIY, my team at Right Time Marketing is here for you. Either way, we'll ensure your message is seen and heard by your ideal client. If you're keen to connect, feel free to book a free 15-minute chat after listening to today's episode. The details are in the show notes. And today, I'm joined by my guest, Alden Otterney. Welcome, Alden.
Thank you so much, Leanne. So great to be on your show.
Great to have you. We've done a bit of a swap. I've been on Alden's things and she's now coming on to mine. This is all very exciting. We connected, yes. I don't know, maybe a year ago, something like that, via BX Networking, as a lot of my guests are connected that way. And I thought, yes, we can bring her on because she knows a lot about the publicity space. And I thought she'd be great to talk to saving money in terms of getting that exposure without, you know, spending it. So let's just read out your bio, Alden, and we'll get started. So Alden is a mass media marketing expert known as the Media Queen. She's a TV host, speaker, photojournalist, and author of multiple international best-selling books. With 38 years of media experience, her PR company, AA Expo, Expose, so you pronounce it, media, yep, is the only one she knows that guarantees results in the mainstream media. In 2018, Alden founded the Mass Media Tribe Meetup Group and a Global Good News Day, which is run annually on 8th of August. She founded a monthly Global Good News Challenge in June 2020, has tripled her business during COVID, and recently won the 2021 BX Print Media and Photography Business of the Year. In her spare time, Alden loves performing in her comedy duo, the Fiddly Gigglers, acting, playing ukulele, long walks on the beach, and body surfing. So it's very great to have you on the show, Alden. And I just want to quickly go into a little bit deeper this Good News Day and the challenge. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Sure. Thank you, Leanne. Really appreciate that. Yes, the Good News Day actually started after my fourth friend suicided. I've actually had four friends under the age of 45 now take their own lives. And when my fourth friend suicided, I thought we need more good news out there. We need to actively take action and encourage people to share more good news, because I know from myself, having grown up with a lot of negative news, a lot of mainstream negative news, with my dad watching not just one channel of news every night, but up to, you know, two or three different channels, about 2 hours of negative news a night. And it was very depressing. And I actually grew up with depression myself. So when my fourth friend suicided, I thought, I want to do something to make a difference in this space. And I thought, okay, I'll put on a day and I'll encourage people to share good news on that day. And 8th of the 8th, 18 came to me, not just because 8 is a lucky number in Chinese, it's a number of prosperity, et cetera. It's also the day that my niece in Gosford was born. She was born on the 8th of the 8th, 08. And so that was her 10th birthday. And I thought, I want to celebrate family and celebrate life as well. And that's where the Good News Day was born, which is an annual event. However, really, you know, I say every day is a chance for you to share good news, and it could be the smallest thing. And then the Global Good News Challenge came about after COVID because, you know, the news was getting more and more negative and more depressing. And actually what we've seen through COVID is we've seen four times the suicide rates now than before COVID. So the last 2 years, we've gone from about 1 million suicides worldwide to now 4 million suicides worldwide, due to all the lockdowns and the craziness and COVID and scare tactics and fear and all that kind of stuff that's been going on in the media programming, I call it. And so I started a Global Good News Challenge in June 2020. And we had different challenges starting out. It was just a very simple Facebook Live challenge where we encourage people to share their name, what they do, three things they're grateful for, and a piece of good news. And the good news could be something about the fact they're alive. It could be the fact that they've seen family recently, or they've had a success in their business if they're a business person. It could be the smallest thing. And it's really about celebrating the beauty and the magnificence of life. Regardless of whatever dramas are going on in the world, there's always something we can be grateful for. You know, I think of those people that went through wars. They had bombs going out the front of their place. And I mean, of course, you know, Ukraine's obviously suffering at the moment, and this is happening in different parts of the world. However, for most of the world, we don't have that situation. We don't have that fear of stepping outside the house for fear of being bombed or, you know, having someone shoot us, or, you know, we don't have that kind of fear on a day-to-day basis. We have some phenomenal people in the community doing amazing acts of kindness for others, for the homeless, for, you know, there's so much great going on in the world. And why don't we just focus on some of that a little bit more and share our own gratitudes to not just lift our own energy up so we feel better. It will also help inspire and lift the energy of our family, our friends, our community, our tribe. And that was the whole concept. So we had different ones at the beginning in June 2020. We had like a 7-day, 14-day, 21-day challenge. We did different ones. And then this year for 2022, what we decided to do is to start the challenge on the first Monday of every month. And the challenge goes for as many days as whatever number month it was. So for January, we had a 1-day challenge. For February, 2-day challenge. We've just finished a 6-day challenge for June. For July, the starting the first Monday of July, we'll have a 7-day challenge. Then it'll become an 8-day challenge. So how it works is from that first Monday, within the time period of the challenge, so for July with the 7-day challenge, within that 7 days, people can start their good news challenge on any of those 7 days. And it's just 7 consecutive days of doing a live video online. As long as they hashtag Global Good News Challenge on Facebook, we will be able to share it to then our Loving Life group, which has got over 2,000 members. We'll also share it to the Global Good News Challenge Facebook page. So people get free marketing out of it, going to thousands of people. And we're helping to lift the general vibration and lift what's going on out there. Because, you know, a lot of people think, oh, you know, news is also negative. I don't watch the news. Well, actually, there's a hell of a lot of positive news out there. We've got the Good News Network. We've got Sunny Skies News. We've got news.com.au has a good news section. We have all the major news outlets. We have Channel 9, Channel 7, all the major news outlets also have good news sections on their websites, and they have good news sections that they still do cover, even though it's not always necessarily the first thing we hear, right? And there's a reason for that. There's a reason for this media programming, and there's a reason for, as they say, you know, this story that if it bleeds, it leads. It's because people, as human beings, we are designed to be aware of any fear and danger that may happen in our lives and to be on alert for that. And while, of course, there's going to be dramas and fears and things like that going on for people, there's also going to be things we can focus on that we can be grateful for, and we can bring more joy into our life. And as on a day-to-day level, we can have a great experience of our life no matter what is going on in the world. So that's the whole concept, to lift the energy and to empower people to actually be the change that they want to see in the world.
Oh, I love that. And please, yeah, make sure you send me those links. I'll put them in the show notes so people can get involved with that. Because, yeah, I'm one of those people who avoids the news because 80% of it is negative stuff, and you've got to kind of get through that, wade through that to get the good news stories that are on for a whole, you know, 20 seconds before it moves on to the next drama. So, yeah, and thanks for pointing out just those different avenues to look for that good news. I'm going to, yeah, maybe I'll start finding my own good news rather than just letting whatever's thrown at me.
Yeah, absolutely. And business people who've been doing it, they've actually been getting business out of it because we're connecting with people. We're sharing from our heart. We're sharing what's going on for us. And now more than ever, I think people want that connection. They feel so disconnected with all the social distancing and, you know, you can't touch anyone. You know, people wearing masks, you can't even, you know, show facial expressions anymore when you wear a mask, you know. And so, you know, wearing a mask is optional, right? I have an exemption for a mask. Anyone can get an exemption. A lot of people don't know this. You don't have to do as you're told all the time. You know, we're conditioned from as children to do as you're told, right? And people now more and more are questioning it because they're not trusting governments. They're not trusting authorities on lots of different levels, right? And health is just one of them. We've seen, you know, this vaccine mandate that has really divided a lot of people. It's divided families. It's divided communities. And, you know, if you want to take the vaccine, go right ahead. But, you know, do your research. Please do your research. And you're not going to get an accurate representation of what is really going on in the world through the mainstream media, because the mainstream media are ruled by some very evil people, right? And do your research on that too. If you really want to know what's going on, you know, look at channels like BitChute, Rumble. There's so many alternative channels out there now. Gab is another one. Lots of alternative channels where you can research and decide for yourself, make empowering choices for yourself in any area of life. People are questioning things more. And so for anyone who wants to do the Good News Challenge, you can go to the Facebook page, Global Good News Challenge. Pinned to the top of the page is all the details on how to participate. If you missed all of what I said, just go through that. And if you have any questions, then private message me. But most people do the challenge in about 3 minutes, right? 1 to 3 minutes, very quick. Who you are, what you do, three things you're grateful for, and a piece of good news. And it's amazing the impact that is having. We've had people do this now from all over the world. They absolutely love it. If they, you know, the hardest thing for most people is just getting on camera and just doing it, getting over yourself. You don't have to have perfect makeup and all of that, right? Just get over yourself, get a little live going. Doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, just share what you're up to, and you will be amazed at what comes back from that by you stepping out of your comfort zone and building the courage to put yourself out there on video. Is crucial, not just for lifting your vibration when you get into gratitude. You will feel amazing. If you're feeling crap going into it, by the time you press end on that recording, you will feel amazing because you've just now focused on three things you're grateful for, as opposed to three things that you're whinging about for that day, right? And this is the thing. How often do we get into whinge mode and whinge about anything that can be happening around? Like, we can choose to focus on the drama, or you focus on the great stuff happening in life, you know, because life is short. As they say, a third of people die by the age of 65. You know, how do you want to live your life? Do you want to live your life in drama, or do you want to make the most of your life? Right? It's a choice in any moment. It's a choice whether you look at life and go, everything is a problem, or you look at life and go, nothing is a problem, right? Everyone is my teacher. Every experience is my teacher. I will keep attracting the same situations until I get the lessons, right? And you're either going to get it with a feather, a brick, or a Mack truck. One of the three ways you're going to get these lessons in life, right? So if you don't pay attention early on and be grateful for those lessons and grateful for the teachers that come into your life, then how are you ever going to evolve and grow and make the most of your life?
Oh, I love that. So true, because I know there's people in my world who do bring up these, make drama out of nothing, like saying, oh, there's this little issue with the school, the preschool. And I'm like, is that really going to ruin your weekend? Like, I don't get it. I'm like, just accept it, move on. Focus on something that's going well. That's my method as well. So I'm trying to teach my kids that too. I'm trying to say, you know, you can complain and whinge about this, but what about all the things that you're grateful for, and trying to flick the switch, which doesn't always work because they're young, but, you know, we're getting there. We all have, everything you just said, you know, about the media, there is a lot of negativity. Why do you love working with the media? It's because you, with your clients, provide more good news stories to feed them so that they've got that good stuff to share.
The beauty is, Leanne, any negative can be turned into a positive, right? And this is the thing. It's the yin yang of life, okay? There's always going to be the dark side. There's always going to be the light side. You are never going to turn complete darkness into complete light. That will not happen in the world. There's always going to be that balance, right? And it is actually always in perfect divine order, actually, because everything's unfolding perfectly as it is intended to be, I believe. And I believe we're at a great reset point in life right now. What I love about the media is being able to share messages and to make a difference in the world, to inspire others with our stories, with our truth, right? And you know, so many people are like the world's best kept secret. We've got people with phenomenal businesses, products, services, messages, people who want to make change, yet they don't know what to do. Well, get yourself out there and speak about whatever it is you're passionate about. You can impact change with every single media spot you get. Not only will you build your fame, your fortune, your freedom, and you'll leave a legacy with every single media spot you get, you will also help to change the world around us. And the number one regret of the dying is living a life not true to yourself. And when you get media coverage and you get over yourself and get that, then you will impact change. You will inspire yourself. You'll inspire others. And this is what I love about the media. So, you know, as much as some of the negative news I don't agree with, I don't appreciate, I get that it's happening. I get there's some dramas happening out there. And excuse me. And I get there's dramas happening and some things we just cannot control, my friends. You know, we can't control what's going on in the news and what the governments are doing and the mandates and the, you know, we can't control all that stuff. We can control how we're going to be about it and empowering ourselves with the decisions we make on a day-to-day basis to really make the most of our lives. And that's really at the crux of it all. That's what it is. Media is a way to express that. It's a way to express that truth and that passion and that, you know, to really, you know, allow ourselves to share our genius, because every single human being is here for a reason. We are one in a billion just by being born. Just by being here, you've beaten a billion swimmers to get to the finish line. And a lot of people don't get how extraordinary they are, you know, and this is part of why, you know, so many people are shut down. We're not taught to step up and be seen and be heard and be known. In fact, we're often taught that that's a very scary thing and you could actually potentially lose your life or be outcast from the community if you get the answer wrong in school or whatever it is that goes back to. It's this tall poppy syndrome in Australia, you know, is crazy. This glass ceiling where people put people down who are successful.
Well, that's the thing, you know, some people have the fear of failure, but I actually say I have the fear of success, because it's like, what does that look like? What does that mean? Will people judge me? We have a decent sized house, which we're very fortunate. We got into the, you know, property market a good time 14 years ago. And then our townhouse had a really great value and we only had to pay like a small portion to get a house triple the size. And for like, I sometimes feel like, oh, I feel a bit self-conscious, you know, of what we've got, because I'm worried, am I going to be judged? Are people going to look at me differently? Or just achievements, right? I'm like, I don't want to be up here, this high level. I want to still be on the same page as people so they can relate to me, because I want to connect with people. And, you know, there's people who I admire, and then just through conversations, I realize, oh, that actually they are kind of like me, and they just, and I can see their successes. I'm like, well, they can do it. They're like me. I could do it too. And what you just talked about there, you know, that's one of my whys. I feel like with my clients, there's so much untapped potential. Like they're playing too small. There's so much, yet there's so much potential for that growth to put themselves out there, to make a massive difference in the world. And so I'm like, if I can just that little bit by helping their website shine, by getting their, you know, their blogs out there so they can put themselves out as the expert, that just, I feel that, I don't know, sense of satisfaction knowing I'm on that journey with them and helping them go that little bit further. I wanted to, you know, talk about today, obviously, about gaining that publicity, and you did say up to 1 million worth. So I want to hold you to that and ask you about that. How can someone achieve it, and can anyone do it?
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, $1 million worth of free publicity may sound like a lot, right? It may sound like a lot. However, when you consider the cost of advertising, if someone's taking out, for example, let's just say, for example, someone takes out a full page ad in a magazine. Now, the going rate in Australia and around the world is about $4,000 for a full page ad in a magazine. Now, free publicity is actually worth 3 to 8 times more in value than a one-page ad, for example. So if we say 3 to 8 times, so it's $4,000 for an ad for one page. Well, times that by 3, that's 4 times 3 is 12,000, up to times 8. 4 times 8 is 32,000. So I just times it by 5, usually just to give people an idea. Just times it by 5, we'll round it out. So 4,000 times, so it's about $20,000 value for a one-page story in a magazine that a journalist has reported about you, which you've got that third-party credibility. And how people consume the media, the stats are that actually 22 times more people will look for the stories versus the ads. Mm-hmm. And if you think about how you consume the media, if you're watching TV and an ad comes on, what do you do?
Walk out of the room. Switch channels. Yeah, suddenly, yeah, look at my phone.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You suddenly need to go to the toilet, you know. Yeah, you just sort of, you switch channels, leave the room. And same with radio and podcasts often. You know, if there's ads on there, often people will switch off, right, or they'll go to another channel. People don't like ads in general, right? If it's a short snippet, maybe we can put up with it. But when, you know, the ads normally come on louder than the content as well, normally if it's radio or TV. So suddenly you've got these ads blasting at you and it can be quite upsetting for, you know, for people who are sensitive to audio. So the value is huge. And then the credibility that brings you is massive. The credibility of having free publicity, having media spots to your name in your marketing is huge. If someone's thinking that they're going to Google an expert in your field and they find three different websites of different experts in your field, and then they find your website with a huge list of media appearances and they find two others with no media appearances, well, who are they going to trust? Who are they going to want to work with as the expert in their field? Because savvy business owners know that if they want faster results in life, you need to invest in experts, right? Is the best way to fast track your success is actually to invest in people who are great at what they do. And, you know, there's two ways we pay in life. We either pay with time, all right? We either spend our time to save money or we'll invest some money to save time. And time is the most precious resource really on the planet. So the more we can focus on that, the better.
Yeah.
So that's one way to sort of evaluate. And that can add up to over $1 million very easily. One TV spot actually I got for a client, Stephen Esser. We did a 5-minute TV. It was actually a 6-minute TV spot on Sky News Business TV. And the publicity value we worked out of just that one TV spot for an online marketer, a guy who did webinars and taught people how to do webinars, that 6-minute spot was worth $1.5 million just for that one TV spot. Right. So if you work out the value of, because it's $25,000 for a 30-second spot on a high rating TV show. Right. So if you work that out, you work out the value of what it would have cost him. So it would have cost him, say, $300,000 if he paid for that ad space, for 6 minutes of ad space. And so he times the value by five, that's $1.5 million at least value. And now forever in his marketing, he can say as seen on TV.
Yeah. And you know what? You just brought up a really good point, because I've often wondered, look, I did get, I put a media release when I was participating in the Stars of Western Sydney fundraiser recently. So I'm like, oh, there's a real thing to put out there. It wasn't business related, because I'm like, I don't have like a key event coming up in my business. I don't have a massive key achievement that's newsworthy. But just then you said about some tips. So I mean, I run heaps of training. So you're saying for anyone who runs training, there's basically opportunities to run like 5-minute training sessions on TV or on radio or something like that.
There's actually millions of media opportunities right now. We're at an age now at a time where in 2018 there were only 500,000 podcasts. Now the newest stats now are 2.5 million podcasts. So we've actually got 2 million more podcasts in the last 4 years that have come out, where people and all these hosts are looking for people to interview. And your X factor is your story, right? Your story is what they want to know about. And of course, how you help the community at large. And that can be many different ways. You could have your 5 tips on how to improve something, or, you know, it could be 5 ways to find your soulmate, or 7 keys to this, or 3 keys to that. Or, you know, you can tie in your press release with something currently happening in the news. In fact, in the last 2 years, a lot of media have been asking how people are coping with COVID. Have they pivoted? Have they changed positions with their employment? Are they, you know, how people pivoted, that magic word, how people moving and changing and shifting with the times? You know, this is still very current. 2 years on, the media want to know, how are you coping or dealing with COVID, and so many other opportunities. We actually had a press release. I worked with one client, a guy called Dr. Mia, through COVID. And we had a press release out and we said, fear of COVID is making people sick. And then we gave some very simple strategies. These are simple ways to boost your immune system. Drink plenty of water, eat fresh fruit and vegetables, get a little bit of sunshine, breathe some fresh air. You know, simple strategies. You need to have your media presented as if a 14-year-old can understand it. Okay, very, very simple languaging. So we turn that negative, the fear is actually making people more sick than COVID itself. And these are simple ways to boost your immune system and look after your health regardless of the negative of COVID. And that ended up on Channel 7, Channel 9, massive spread in the bulletin. And the journal else I was speaking to, they're saying, oh, thank goodness, a positive story. Thank goodness. They actually want to report more positive stories, you know, and so that was huge for Dr. Mir. And then, you know, another client we had during COVID, Teresa Todd, she's a naturopath, and she was doing some empowering women's courses online that she wanted to promote. And she was helping empower business women working from home and also homeschooling. So when homeschooling was compulsory in certain areas because of COVID, she was helping to empower women in that field. And we tied that in with Mother's Day. And that story also ended up on radio, TV, et cetera. So there's some ways you can look at how you can empower people around what's going on in the world. And things like Mother's Day, we've got Mother's Day, Father's Day, we've got end of financial year, we've got start of the new financial year, we've got, you know, Mental Health Week, we've got Are You Okay Day, we've got Small Business Week, all these things, media are looking for stories around all these things happening through the year. So you could actually plan out your media journey for the year and tag onto different events happening each month, or create your own event. Like I created Good News Day, I created an Animal Action Day, you know, which I started 15 years ago. I've done 15 years now of animal action events, all inspiring awareness, appreciation, and respect for animals. And most of the events we've done, we've tied in with World Animal Week, which is the 4th to the 10th of October. Some weeks, some years it's been outside of that time. However, generally, if you can tag on to something that is already currently in the media, then the media will want to cover that as well. The big thing to get, though, is a lot of people, they think, oh, I don't have enough to share, or my story is not good enough. My story is not as good as that person's story. The thing is, if you know 10% more than someone else on a topic, you can teach it, okay? So just notice if that imposter syndrome, if that little voice in your head is stopping you from doing this. And your story, your X factor is your story. So where have you had some really low moments in life, some really big breakdowns, and how have they led to breakthroughs? Those kind of stories we want to hear about, right? So where can you turn your mess into your message?
Oh, I love that. Are there any other typical barriers that stop people from doing the whole publicity thing?
Well, fear is the number one thing. Fear, people get so nervous about it, you know, and even Stephen Esser, he was voted the world's best public speaker on the World Internet Summit stage with Brett McFall and Tom Hua, who spoke in front of thousands of people, yet he'd never been on TV before. And he was so incredibly nervous about being on TV. So it is a whole different ballgame, even for professional public speakers. It takes some practice to become confident on camera. And the biggest thing is to actually get out of your head, get into your heart, look at how you can be of service, and really get that. Look, we all want to be liked. And the fact is, the more you step up in life, the more people are going to love you and the more people are going to hate you. Okay, that is going to happen. So a huge thing is actually doing the inner work, doing the personal development work to own your power, to let go of any fears, which are usually things from your past, from your childhood, where you've had conditioning, you've had guilt or shame or something from the past, or you've, you know, got some kind of belief there that may be subconscious. You know, do the inner work, whatever it takes to get over yourself, and to actually show up, because the more you show up and step up, the more you're going to inspire others. So fear is the biggest thing. Some people, you know, will stop themselves by asking, you know, I don't know how. They'll keep asking this how question. The thing is, when the why is big enough, the how will show up. Okay, when your why are you on the planet? What do you want to impact in the world? What is your big audacious goal? What is it you want to shift? So for me, it's about inspiring more truth and good news to help decrease depression and suicide rates. Why? Because I've had depression and I've had four friends take their own lives, right? That's part of my story. So, you know, most likely, if you're listening to this or watching this right now, most likely there's a reason you are doing what you're doing right now. There's a reason you're in your current business. There's a reason that you're passionate about whatever it is. Often you'll find people who are passionate about helping sexual assault survivors are often people who've been sexually assaulted, right? So there'll be some kind of story, personal story, that's tied in with what it is you're passionate about or why you do what you do right now. And if you're not passionate about what you're doing right now, then I suggest, you know, look at that for yourself, because, you know, the more you can get joy and gratitude in life, the better experience of life you'll have. If you're just doing something for the money, you won't last in it. You won't survive in that industry. You will get sick of it quickly and you'll be miserable doing it. And who wants to have a miserable life? Not me. Thank you very much. If you want to be miserable, have a pity party, go for your life. You know, and these are people you just send them love, because hurt people, right? So the more you find your joy and find your bliss in life, the more that you will also attract amazing people into your life. And I think your environment's really important too, and having the right mentors. I think a lot of people, you know, to sort of get over our fears in whatever areas, having the right mentors who can really guide you and support you through the process is huge. And the other tip I would give is start small. Just start with your local paper, for example. If you've never had media before, start with your local paper. Let them know what suburb you're from and what you're up to, because local media are looking for local stories all the time. Start with your local newspaper, then go to local radio when you build your confidence. You don't have to go straight on to Sunrise or the morning shows, right? You don't have to go straight to Oprah. You know, build your confidence up and start with the small media and go to bigger media from there. And the more you do it, the more confident you'll be. And being in your truth and looking at being of service rather than, you know, getting too much in your head, oh, how am I coming across, da, da, da. And actually this happened to me, Leanne, when I was 11 years of age, believe it or not, I was on Cartoon Connection on Channel 7.
Oh, awesome.
And I was in Sydney, actually in Sydney, and I was a top junior table tennis player, and I was on Cartoon Connection. I remember being in the studio in Sydney, and this huge camera was in front of my face, and there was about 30 people in the studio. And I remember the TV host looked at me and said, "Aldwyn, now just don't think of the 2 million people watching this right now."
Thank you.
And so I looked at that camera, literally I looked at the camera and I froze. I was like, oh my goodness, 2 million people watch. I had all this going on in my, oh my goodness. And when she asked me questions, it was almost like it was going through a muffled sound. It's almost like I was just looking at it, go, oh my goodness, don't think of the 2 million people. And it was the worst interview ever.
What, however, what they,
she was kind of joking, like, but like for me, it was like, as an 11-year-old, oh my goodness, 2 million people watching this. What are people going to think? What are they going to say at school? But, you know, like all these conversations. And I was at Mossman High School at the time. And I remember then after that, they had a table tennis table in the background in the studio. And I got on that table with my brother and we started playing forehand to forehand, right? And I thought, I'm just going to focus on this ball because I don't want to, that's scary stuff. 2 million people, I just focus on the ball. And we just did forehand to forehand and we did it maybe 10 times. And they got the clapping machine going. They loved it. It's like, yeah, fantastic. It's like, we're just warming up. You know, this is not even, you haven't even seen us do the smashes. And this is the thing, is that often people are too close to their genius to see how genius they are and what they do. And the other point of this is, that the media don't just want to educate, they want to entertain. Okay. So the more entertaining you can be with what you do, the more they're going to love that, right? So that was a huge lesson for me at age 11. And then soon after that, I had my first media training. I was sponsored by MLC Junior Sports Foundation with Joanna Griggs and Jeff Hugel and people like that. And then at age 13, I did a poetry show. I used to release my anger through table tennis and through poetry. And I was also very self-destructive actually through my teens as well. I grew up with quite strict European background, Greek, Turkish, Ukrainian blood I have. And whatever my dad said to do from the age of 13 to 15, I did the opposite. And then he kicked me out of home at 15. I failed everything in year 11 at Mossman High School. I went from Duxton, my primary school, North Bagala, to failing everything in year 11 at Mossman. Then another turning point happened 6 months into this crazy relationship I had with this drummer whose sister was dealing drugs, his mum was an alcoholic, crazy household situation. And then a turning point happened when I saw my girlfriend sleep with my best friend in front of me. And then I called my mum in tears. I said, I can't handle this anymore. And then I changed my environment in year 12. I worked my butt off. I got into a media degree. I thought, I don't want that life, right? It's like we think the grass is greener on the other side, you know? And I tell you what, I appreciate my parents like nothing else. Now we have the closest relationship. My dad's 84, mum's 78. They've been together 52 years and I make time for them every week. It's so precious. I so value family now. And it was perfect that I went through that hurdle through my teenage years and came at the end of that, because after that because for a long time I didn't feel seen or heard at all. In fact, I had invisible friends growing up, and yeah, then when I went to and then went to uni and I started editing a university newspaper, and whatever I saw that angered me or saddened me or upset me in any way, that what I saw, and back then it was documentaries and what I was seeing on the TV, I would write a story about it. So I wrote a story about anti-duck shooting. I did one on battery farming of chickens, one on recycling and the environment, one on female circumcision. So whatever I saw, I thought, if I can just impact one person with this story, then it's worth putting it out there. And that's sort of how my media journey started. And then I worked in TV, radio, print for many years. years, over 20 years after that. And I've had my own business now for 20 years as well, which has been extraordinary. It's such a journey, and interviewed some phenomenal people like Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe, Cyndi Lauper over the years, and love the passion that successful people, whether they're celebrities or successful business people, I love the passion of successful people, because there's a reason they're successful, right? There's a reason that they have, you know, they've followed their passions, they've stayed on course, they've built a dream team. You know, these big lessons we get as entrepreneurs to let go. Don't try doing it all yourself. If you want to fast track your success, then build your dream team.
Yeah. And obviously successful people are the ones who've gone out of their comfort zone, gotten that publicity, and then, you know, kept on going from there. So you just never know. We just start small. And so is it like always starting with a media release, or is there other ways to get into it?
Yeah, great question, Leanne. People can get publicity without a press release, but what you'll do is you'll increase the chances of the journalist getting the facts wrong. And they do get the facts wrong all the time because they are busy people. They're short-staffed. And so the easier you can make the job for them, the better. So where I work with clients is we start with a media consultation. We do an in-depth consultation. We'll brainstorm angles for the media, look at their personal story, look at their goals, et cetera, brainstorm all that. And then from there, we'll put together a press release. So I do recommend press releases. We do press releases for all our clients. It definitely, the journalists will love it, because what's happening now is not just the, you know, when you send a story to say radio or TV, they're not just going to run it on the mainstream radio or TV. They're going to put on their social media and on their website. So they want the copy and they want photos to go with it. Even for radio, you need to have good visuals, right? So you need a good press release, need some good visuals, right? Whether it's photos or video footage. So right now we're doing PR at the moment for the Girlfriend Hour TV, which is a brand new TV show that Shah Moore is hosting here on the Gold Coast. Live studio audience, just like an Oprah style show. It's going out on the Binge TV networks out to 60 million people. Now, Channel 7 and Channel 9 did not have enough crew, enough staff to be able to send some people out to do the videography. So they've asked me to actually get the camera people on site to provide them with high definition footage that they can use for an interview. So more and more TV stations are asking for you to supply your own high definition footage. And if you have some good promo videos of yourself, has happened with another client of mine, Colin Lee, a buyer's agent in Brisbane. He had a fantastic promo video that he had done. We sent that off to Channel 7 and he ended up with about a 2 minute 15 spot on Channel 7, which normally the news items go for 30 seconds to a minute. He ended up with 2 minutes 15. And a lot of that coverage that they reported on, a lot of it used promo video from that was actually on his website, promo video that he already had previously prepared, ready to go. So the easier you make it, the easier you make it for the journalist, the more they're going to love you. However, having that good angle is really crucial, having a great angle. And then how you then pitch that, if you're going to be doing PR for yourself, how you pitch that is a whole other ballgame. Now, I go through a lot of detail in my free Publicity Secrets Masterclass, a four-hour online masterclass. Mm-hmm. In fact, we just did one on Saturday and we only had a five-minute break and people loved it. It was so much content. So I reveal all my secrets, insider secrets on what journalists are looking for, because a lot of PR people, they haven't actually worked as journalists. They've worked in advertising or sales. It's a totally different ballgame. When you have a journalist pitching to a journalist, which is what I do for my clients as a photojournalist by trade, as someone who's now in PR, who's worked as a journalist, journalists can tell when they're being pitched a story, when they have a press release by someone who has worked as a journalist. When you write the story for them, which is what you're doing with a press release, you're writing the story for them and you present it to them. What happens more and more now is they're just copying, they're copying and pasting.
That's what happened to me. I sent this media release to four different publications. I think two of them did call me to get some extra info, but most was there. Another two pretty much just published the exact thing I wrote. I mean, look, I'm a writer, obviously, and I kind of know, journalistic background. So that obviously helps. Yes. I know, you know, starting with the most important stuff first to the less important. Because you never know how much space they've got in the publication, right? So they've got 100-word space. At least you want your main stuff up there. I love the footage thing too. That's really good to know, because that's something I've got to look into for my new website as well. So I might get that happening.
And definitely having that high definition, having the high definition footage, getting the high definition, low res is not going to work for TV. So really having it in the correct format for what they're looking for is really crucial as well. Resolution images. If you're sending photos, high resolution images as well.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, we'll put in the show notes as well about where they can find out about the next Secrets masterclasses.
Free PR secrets. Yep. Yeah. FreeKeySecrets.com is the website. Yeah. Next one's July 22, actually. Next one I'm doing, July 22. Yep.
Save the date, everyone. So thank you, Aldwyn. This has been great. This has been fantastic. I love the energy. I always ask my guests the following questions. And the first one, well, it's probably a bit of a silly one, but what's the best form of marketing for your business? Are you constantly doing your own PR as well, or another form of marketing work better?
Oh, yeah, great question, Leanne. I actually do a mix. I think marketing is something that it's not just a one-hit wonder necessarily. I think it's like, it's like a table, right? You need multiple legs of the table, as they talk about in BX, as Dale Beaumont talks about, right? You need multiple legs to keep the table up. So I actually do a lot of networking is one method of marketing I use a lot. Networking is brilliant. I'm on podcasts just about every week. I do guest speaking just about every week. And in fact, you'll know when your marketing's working when people approach you out of the blue to either speak at their events or to be on their podcast. I just had a lady come out of the blue. She invited me to guest speak at the Australian Screen Industry Network Awards with some top Australian film representatives. She came out of the blue and invited me to present some awards. And she said, I've been following you for years online and I was really nervous about approaching you. I thought you'd be too busy. I thought, so people have this sort of, conception of what they think you're going to be like. And they actually get quite nervous because it's almost like they've been stalking you for ages online.
They're like, on a pedestal. They're like, oh,
yeah. They sort of treat you like a celebrity, which is what happens, I guess, when you get your marketing right out there, when you've got a lot of bingeable content. You've got content that people can just watch lots of video. And I have over 700 videos now on my YouTube channel. So they're three of the biggest things I do is, and then obviously consistently we do a lot of social media as well. We're consistently doing social media and we're not just on one social media platform. We have many different social media platforms. So it's like you're the spider in the middle of the web and the more feelers you can get out there in the different areas, the better. However, the four main ones, we've got the publicity that I'm consistently getting publicity for different things I'm doing and for clients, and we're celebrating our client successes all the time as well. So media is definitely a huge one, networking, podcasts and guest speaking spots and social media. They're really the biggest ones.
We'll get into more of the podcast guests. I've done a few lately, but I've got to make it a big key part, I think. Yes. And another question is, how do you take care of your health and wellness?
Oh, I love this question, Leanne. It's so important, particularly having had depression. And I know depression is a huge issue for people. One in three people have depression. And I know for a lot of years as a journalist, I've been very much in my head. I've been very much go, 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 this adrenaline kind of lifestyle. And I still have a bit of a go, go, go about me because I'm very driven. I'm very driven with my why, with shifting the consciousness on the planet and helping to inspire people to live lives they love through more positive mass media. I'm very passionate about that. So knowing that, I've actually been a big journey for me to actually come back to my heart and to actually slow down. And so nowadays what I do is I meditate, I do yoga, I have more beach swims. I notice where my energy is at and I give myself permission to have a break when I need it. Otherwise, I will burn out because that's been how things have gone in the past. It's been go, 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 crash, go, 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 crash. And I've had a few near-death experiences as well. I had a Quinsy in my throat 1 year, almost died with this like abscess of the back of my throat. Oh, I was emceeing at the Woodford Folk Festival a few years ago with Colin Hay from Men at Work, that Down Under song. I was emceeing for him and my throat started to swell up and I thought, oh, it's just a cold, I'll just have lemon, et cetera. And then it just kept swelling and I ended up, ended up being rushed to a hospital in Brisbane in the emergency ward for 3 days. And I had this Quinsy. I'd never even heard of a Quinsy. It's like an abscess. It's like a bad form of tonsillitis. And if it's left unchecked, if you don't do anything with it, it will swell and it will kill you within a few days because it'll block your airways.
Wow.
And so this happened for me a few years ago. It was a massive wake-up call. And that's the thing. We get hit with the feather, the brick or the Mack truck with our lessons in life, right?
And that was from being run down?
Being run down and go, go, go and playing, working hard, playing hard, that not sleeping much, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I just got a twitchy eye when I did that.
Yes. And your body tells you. So notice, if you don't notice and listen to your body when it's telling you you're tired or you're not feeling 100%, if you're not feeling 100%, your body's telling you to just slow down. So there's some of my main ones is meditation, yoga, the beach, doing things I love, such as dancing, comedy, movies. I love taking time out in movies, having proper sleep. At times sometimes I just feel like a nap in the afternoon. And if I feel like a nap, I'll just go have a nap in the afternoon. So just really feeling into what I need and nurturing myself, doing the self-nurturing, filling my own cup up so I can help others with the overflow. A big way I've been in the past is such a people pleaser and giving. And I know a lot of women do this naturally because we are givers. We give, and then forget to give to ourselves. So now I do not feel guilty in any way when I go to the gym or I have a sauna or I have a spa. I do not feel guilty in any way. In fact, I honor myself. I say, good work, Alden. You've done a great job this week. You deserve some time out now. You deserve to just relax. And, you know, and in fact, even without doing all the good work, so to speak, and it's still, I'm still quite driven with that, I reward myself. I acknowledge myself. Notice the conversations that you're having with yourself, right? And in the past, I would have felt guilty about it. I'd be like, oh, no, too much work to do. There's always going to be too much work to do, right? And so that's where building the team, you know, I'm at a real point now, just keep building the team, you know, building the dream team. That's the big focus for me now, letting go. I've realized I've been a control freak in my business, wanting to, you know, this perfectionist attitude, you know, don't let perfection get in the way of progress. Just, you know, do what you love, stay in your zone as much as possible and outsource the rest. And even if things get done at 80% capacity to what you do, at least it's something that you're not doing, because if you don't have an assistant, you are the assistant, right?
Yes, this is very true. And I do have I'm building that team because I'm like, I'm doing still too much and I can't do what I want to do without the extra support. And I really resonate with that. I wouldn't be where I am without having other people to delegate to. And you just can't do all the things. So if you do, it's only for a certain amount of time. People think they're saving money by not bringing people on. But the thing is, in the long run, your health suffers, your business suffers, and you lose money. So,
And I think too with that, I think as high achievers, I know myself and many of my clients are high achievers. I know we can be hard on ourselves. Mm-hmm. We can be really hard on ourselves and we can be hard on our team. So I notice now when I'm being hard on myself, I'm being hard on my team, and we just go, okay, well, there's a learning there. What can we learn from that? How can we do things differently moving forward without beating yourself up? You know, we can be our own worst enemies in life. So part of that health is actually the mental health, is actually the conversations we have with ourselves and with our team and with people around us. You know, if you treat others kindly and with respect, then you'll get that back. If you are nasty to others, including your team, and if you, you know, a lot of managers can be quite harsh and can be rude to their team members, well, that's not going to serve you in any way. You're going to end up building a lot of resentment and you're not going to have a great team culture. So I think that team culture is really important moving forward too, and having regular meetings. And but one thing I do with my assistant at the moment is that we check in every morning. We say good morning, and we share three things we're grateful for. We share one thing we're grateful for on a massive scale. I'm grateful for the sun, and there's something a bit small. I'm grateful for animals, and then something about ourselves we're grateful. I'm grateful for my resilience, right? Just three simple things. It takes about, you know, 10 seconds to do it. And it just sets you up for such a fantastic day. And, you know, little things like that can make the world of difference. And then at the end of the week, we do a weekly wrap. We look at what are our accomplishments for the week? What are some challenges we encountered? How do we overcome them? What are our focuses for the next week? And then we acknowledge each other, you know. And so these sort of taking the time to do that with your team, I think, is crucial.
That's brilliant. Everyone, take note. Thank you so much, Alden. This is great. And on that note, we'll wrap things up, but I'll put all the contacts and links and things in the show notes for everyone to connect with you and connect with your challenges and insights, because that's all, much needed for fellow business owners. So thanks for joining us, Alden. It's been great.
Thank you so much, Leanne. And all my links are at my link tree as well, linktr.ee/Aldwin. You'll see all my links. I also have an amazing Facebook group called Conscious Community Global, which is all about shifting the vibration on the planet. There are some life-changing, mind-blowing documentaries that will have you see how powerful you really are when you look at these documentaries, like the Thrive documentaries. Some phenomenal things will absolutely blow your mind are featured in that group, Conscious Community Global, that you'll find at that linktree.ee/Aldwin.
Oh, love it. Love it. All right, go check it out. Thank you. And thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. You can find show notes for the episode at marketingandme.com.au. If you enjoyed listening, please subscribe and leave me a rating and review via Apple Podcasts or your podcast platform of choice, and grab a screenshot of this episode and share it across your socials to get the message out there. If you're interested in connecting with me, feel free to reach out via LinkedIn. Just search for Leanne Shelton and let me know you're a fan of the show. You can also find me on Instagram under LeanneShelton247 or book in a free 15-minute chat, because I'd absolutely love to chat about how I can help you grow a thriving health and wellness business. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.